Welcome to another edition of the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and we're upstairs in John Paul Jones Arena. Downstairs is where UVA basketball puts in the work, and the newcomers on Tony Bennett's team this season include our guest today, and that's Braxton Key. Braxton, thanks for making time for this interview. You've been on grounds now for roughly 6 months. How's Charlottesville treating you?
Oh, thank you for having me, first of all. But it's going great. I'm walking around campus. You feel the love from the students, the fans, just around the city. I mean, it's great.
So you started working out with the team when you arrived here in July, but you didn't find out until late last month, I guess 3 weeks ago or so, that you would be eligible to play this season. What was that process like for you? How confident were you that the NCAA ultimately would grant you a waiver?
All summer, all during off season, I was working out really hard, like I was going to play. Just having that mindset of just praying for the best and hoping the best would come out. I mean, it's paid off. So I mean, I'm blessed and thankful for the opportunity to play.
I guess you were prepared to sit out the year if you had to, though.
Yeah, if I had to.
I mean, you've seen other players have had to do that here and probably at other places you've been. Probably not ideal, is it?
Yeah, not at all. So it's a blessing. So
I'm not sure you've had the full JPJ experience yet, but you've played two games here, so you've gotten at least a taste of it. What do you think of the atmosphere so far?
The fans are great. They love defense. When the shot clock's getting a little low, they get really loud, taking charges. It just hype the defense, hypes them up. So it makes you want to play defense a little harder, making big plays on.
Did you have any idea before the first game that the crowd would react that way for a shot clock violation, or even when the shot clock started going down?
No, not at all. I mean, I knew the fans are rowdy. Everyone's kind of said, "Oh, the fans are great coming into the season," but I didn't know defense kind of got them hyped, so that's good to see.
How different are the principles of the pack line defense from what you've played in the past, whether it be in high school or at Alabama?
Well, all through really high school and most of my college, if you're one pass away, you're kind of in a deny and don't let that person catch and just force, trying to be extra aggressive to force turnovers and whatnot. But here
it's totally different.
Yeah, different, just trying to be in the right position so people don't drive past you or past your teammates. Got to be there to help one another. So it's all about trust.
How far along are you in it? I mean, you've been working at it for a while now.
I give myself a C+ right now. So I still have a lot of room to grow, but coaches are hard on me every day, so it's making me better.
Before we talk about your ties to the university, let's talk about your ties to the state of Virginia. You spent your senior year of high school at Oak Hill Academy in Southwest Virginia, and your father finished up his basketball career at Radford. You also have relatives in the state, right?
Oh, yes, a lot of family in the state, Harrisonburg, Roanoke, Richmond, so I'm all over.
So how much time did you spend in the state of Virginia when you were a kid?
Every summer I'd go to Harrisonburg. Grandparents lived there, so pretty much every summer up until probably 7th, 8th grade. I come here all the time.
What about Charlottesville? Had you passed through here or spent any time here?
No, never. I never came to Charlottesville until my sophomore year. We had the top 100 camp here.
Right. Probably the biggest name ever to come out of Harrisonburg is Ralph Sampson. Mm-hmm. You have a connection with Ralph, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
He's my grandfather's sister's son. So I call him Uncle Ralph.
You call him Uncle
Ralph. It works that way.
How much have you talked to him since you transferred or during the process? I mean, obviously he's a big supporter of the program and gets back to Charlottesville whenever he can.
Yeah, he tries to come as much as he can. We've talked pretty much every week since I've been here. I mean, he kind of helped me just throughout the process of transferring, just kind of talking to me throughout it all, and just kind of helped me see what I needed to see going into a new school. But he's been great, especially now that I'm here. He's obviously happy, so it's good.
You were born in Charlotte, right?
No. Born in...
Oh, that's in the media guy. We'll have to get Bach to fix that. Where were you born?
Born in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Where did you live? I know you went to high school in Nashville for 3 years. Where did you go from Reading? What was the path you followed to get to Nashville?
So from Reading to Norcross, Georgia.
Okay.
It's like an hour outside of Atlanta. Then from Norcross, I moved, what grade was it? Sixth grade, to Nashville, Nashville from 6th grade all the way to
11th, right.
And then Oak Hill.
How'd you end up at Oak Hill? I mean, anybody who follows basketball knows about the basketball program there and some of its alumni. What led you there?
I had a good friend who went there years back, Jordan Adams. His dad and my stepdad were really close. So he kind of told me, his dad told my dad how it was there and whatnot. And I've always been interested in Oak Hill. I mean, like you said, it's a powerhouse. Yeah. Everyone's always heard about Oak Hill. So when the opportunity came, I just had to take it.
So you were already committed to Alabama, weren't you, by the time you enrolled there? Or did you do that after?
After. I committed like in October.
So did you know much? Steve Smith has been, he may have been the first coach there, but he's been there for as long as I can remember. He's a legend himself. What was it like playing for him?
It's awesome. Coach Smith, he's a great guy. We talked here and there. I owe him a lot. He's just been there for me for really everything. And I want to go make some of their games this year and just support them the way that they supported me earlier.
So I've actually been to Mouth of Wilson. there's not much to see there, is there? Was it culture shock when you show up and you realize you're going to live there for 9 months or whatever?
Oh, for sure. The first couple of, what was the first month or two? It was a new dorm. They just built a new basketball dorm for the guys. And we didn't have any Wi-Fi. And if you've been out there, you know there's no cell phone service. So we were out without phones. And we were like 17, 18-year-old kids with no phones. We were struggling, especially out there. So it was tough. But anytime you could get off campus, Corey would always tell us, make sure you guys can, no matter what it is.
So for people who haven't been there, some of the alumni of the program include Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Durant, Michael Beasley, Rajon Rondo, Quinn Cook, I think, mm-hmm. Nolan Smith. The list goes on and on. One of the cool things about Oak Hill is you go in the gym and the jerseys are hanging all around the wall. Yeah. What's it like to kind of walk in there and know that those players have preceded you there?
It just makes you work hard every single day. Just seeing those jerseys, you kind of know what those guys – you've heard a couple of their stories – kind of see where they are now. It just shows how hard they had to work to get to where they want to be.
Virginia's had at least three Oak Hill graduates in the program here, all of whom did extremely well. Junior Burrow, Corey Alexander, and J.R. Reynolds, who wore number 2 here, which is what you're wearing. Is there any story? I think you wore 25 at Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And Mamadi's got 25 here, or is there a story behind number 2?
Yeah, Mamadi has 25, but 2 – there's no really story. I guess it's my second chance. Johnny Manziel had a line comeback season, so I'm kind of taking that to embrace that and made this my comeback season.
So you graduated from high school the same year as Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, Jay Huff, and DeAndre Hunter. How many of those guys had you played against or with? You went to camp with Kyle, right?
Yes. Me and Kyle, we were teammates at Adidas Nations. So, I mean, I've known Kyle since sophomore year in high school, and we've just been friends ever since. I mean, we've kept in touch through college and all that, so it's been great. Mamadi, I played against Mamadi in AAU, so kind of had a relationship with him. And I've known about Ty, but never really crossed paths. But
what about the first time around when you're making your college decision? I know Virginia recruited you. Did you seriously consider the school the first time around? What was that process like?
The recruiting process was great for me. Actually, the weekend I was supposed to take an official visit, Drake committed, and he took the last scholarship. So then Coach Bennett called me and said, I'm sorry, you can't come anymore or whatever. But, I mean, it all ended up working out for itself. So,
when you decided to leave Alabama, did you immediately think of Virginia because of, you know, what had happened when you were in high school and your familiarity with the program?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a great program. Coach Bennett runs a great program. I mean, everyone knows Virginia, knows what kind of style they are and how the guys are on the team and whatnot. And just knowing Kyle and Mamadi, kind of having them as references, they kind of pitched in a good word for me, so that's good. But, I mean, I obviously wanted to come here. I'm glad it all worked out.
Did you talk to Kyle, you know, and just kind of feel him out about it and get his thoughts now that he was actually in the program?
Absolutely. I would ask him as many questions as I could just to make sure I was making the right decision. And everyone's answers were correlating with one another, his and the coaches. Everyone was saying the same thing, so I just knew it was real.
One of the things Coach Bennett is known for is not making promises to players in the recruiting process. You know, he doesn't say you're going to come in and start or you're going to play this many minutes. I've heard him described as, like, brutally honest. What was he like in those conversations with you?
Brutally honest. He's always says, like, I'd rather, much rather under-promise and over-deliver than anything else, because and I appreciate that of him, just keeping it straight with me and just telling me how, what he sees for me for the team this year, or had it been next year, had I played, but even this year. So it's good. I'm glad that he's my coach, though.
What's the transition been like for you academically here?
It's a lot different, a lot more independence. They kind of expect you to be caught up with things and being thrown with a lot of tough courses and papers. And I feel like every week I have something big due. So it's a lot different than Alabama, but it's really good.
What are you going to major in? Have you picked?
History.
History. You had a big freshman season at Alabama, and then you hurt your knee before your sophomore year. How much did that injury set you back? Because I know your averages dropped your second year.
Oh, big time. I mean, I just mentally couldn't fight back through it. I rushed myself coming back on the court just because I missed it so much, missed playing with the guys and being out there. But it was tough for me. I've learned through it now. I was kind of settling into becoming a player that I wasn't normally adapted to, not doing the things that I did good on the court. So I've learned from it, and I'm thankful for it every single day.
You played last season with Colin Sexton, who was a lottery pick and is with the Cleveland Cavaliers now. What was that like? I guess the offense kind of revolved around him, right, by the time you got back?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really, really talented player. And it's funny because everyone sees how he is on the court, but off the court he's really quiet. And unless if he knows you, he'll talk. But if he doesn't really know you, he's kind of keeps to himself. But, I mean, it was great playing with him, seeing the way he sees the game and just kind of comparing them. Our type of styles was great.
So in the NCAA tournament last season, Alabama beat Virginia Tech in the first round, which made a lot of people happy here. Then you lost to Villanova. What was the tournament experience like for you? And did you have a sense when you played at Villanova that team was something special and had a chance to win it all?
Yeah, the tournament was great. You feel the energy. That was my first year being part of the NCAA tournament. So you feel the energy from the fans and just not even just Alabama fans, but just basketball fans. I mean, it's a big time. Everyone loves March Madness. It's one of the most watched sporting events. I think it might be the most watched sporting event in the world. So it's exciting time. And then, yeah, playing Villanova, they were a monster last year. We were kind of keeping with them in the first half, but second half they turned it up. So it was good playing a team like that.
Did you have the reaction most people did when you saw the UVA-UMBC score?
Yeah, I was shocked because I saw the alert go on my phone, and I was like, "There's no way!" And I turned on the game, and I just saw that they lost, and I was surprised.
I mean, there's a strong core back from that team. You know, you joined the team in the summer. Do you get the sense that, you know, that the way last season ended after such a fantastic regular season and ACC tournament is a real motivating force, particularly for the returning players?
Absolutely, the guys are working way harder than. I don't know how they worked before, but, I mean, just seeing everyone's determination, everyone's really focused, and just guys are demanding excellence. No, I mean, in pickups in the summer, guys are getting mad on each other for not being in the pack, and it's pickup, but, I mean, to them it matters because everything that they might have done wrong in the past, that they don't want to feel that feeling again, so they're going to change it.
So the sample size is still really small. You're only two games into it, but you're second on the team in steals and second in rebounds. Is it important to you to be more than just a scorer, to be an all-around player?
Absolutely. The coaching staff wants me to do a lot of everything, score, defend, rebound, assist, whatever it is. I haven't been scoring the ball as the way I'd like to, but my time will come eventually. I mean, just any way I can impact the game. I mean, like I said, scoring and all that. So it's just taking it. Whatever I need to do to help the team win, I'm willing to do.
What about the behind-the-back pass to Momedy for the dunk the other night?
I was surprised he caught it because I didn't think he saw me. I thought I was going to throw it. But I mean, it was a great play. I'm glad that he finished it, so it made it look a little bit better.
Is that one of those passes where you kind of hold your breath because if it doesn't work, the coaches are going to give you the evil eye?
Absolutely. I was getting ready. If he didn't catch it, I was going to just go ahead and walk to the bench and take a seat.
So you got a Thanksgiving week trip to the Bahamas coming up. Have you ever been there?
No, it's my first time. I'm excited.
So, good. Well, anyway, thanks again for popping upstairs. Best of luck this season.
All right, thank you so much.
Braxton and his teammates host Coppin State at JPJ on Friday night. For information on that game, including ticket specials, check virginiasports.com, which is your home for all things UVA athletics. I'll be back next week to talk about the UVA-Virginia Tech football game in Blacksburg. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.